It took two ballots, but Democrats in Onondaga County finally settled on Colleen Deacon as their designated candidate in the race for Central New York's 24th Congressional District. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, despite the party committee nod, there will still be a primary to see who will face incumbent Republican John Katko.
Colleen Deacon, a former staffer for U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, won 53% of the committee vote on a second ballot after almost tying Syracuse attorney Steve Williams after the first. She's happy to get that party apparatus behind her.
It shows that people want to support me. They like my campaign. They like my candidacy. They like what I stand for.
Regardless of the designation, there will be a primary. Williams intends to start passing petitions in order to run in the June 28th race and says the close party vote gives him confidence.
That tells me that I've got momentum and things are happening, and that makes me happy and it encourages me.
Also in the mix, Syracuse University professor Eric Kingston, who said all along he would force a primary. He believes his campaign will tap into the popularity of Bernie Sanders.
This is not a year where endorsements by senators, endorsements by mayors, are going to count in the way it would in the past. And it's not a year when someone flying up from Washington, D.C., from the Democratic Campaign Committee, like Steve Israel, flew up for Steve Williams. That's business as usual. I'm not business as usual.
The 24th also includes Cayuga, Wayne, and part of Oswego County. Those Democrats decided on a joint endorsement of Deacon and Williams after three ballots determined no clear winner. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.